William Morrow and Harper Audio present After the Ivory Tower Falls, How College Broke the American Dream and Blew Up Our Politics and How to Fix It by Will Bunch. Read by Fred Sanders. For the Trailblazers, including Fred Bocella and the late Arlene Hammond Bunch, and the rest of my wonderful family, who all believed in the power of education. Introduction. College like my grandma used to make. My grandmother never got a chance to go to college, yet she started one. That's a slight oversimplification. She actually took over a small, struggling secretarial school and turned it into an accredited college awarding bachelor degrees to the middle class of middle America. But still, her unlikely story tells us a lot about what college became during our bold 20th century, and what it no longer is today. By the time Arlene Hammond Bunch passed away in 1987, at 80 years and 1 week of age, she'd handed out thousands of diplomas from Mid-State College in Peoria to Central Illinois farm girls dreaming of taking flight in the heyday of Pan Am, to Caterpillar assembly line refugees seeking a pathway to the American dream inside the ledger book of accounting, and to the tempest-tossed victims of 1980s layoffs yearning to learn computers. The degrees she conferred on others had once been an impossible dream for a farmer's stubborn daughter like her. Arlene was born in Lowry City, Missouri, population roughly 460, almost dead center USA. The year was 1907, and a booming industrial nation was finding its confidence that each generation should and would do better than the one before it. Lowry City is located in St. Clair County, a place where the Ozark Mountains surrender to endless American flatlands, where the options for even the smartest girls were few, or maybe none, even if your late-life father had been the most prosperous cattle farmer in town. I can only imagine Arlene Hammond, 18-year-old high school grad in 1925, as a younger version of the grandma Arlene I got to know decades later. A big-boned, cattle-calling-loud, determined woman, with maybe a dollop of the entitlement that came as a Brahmin living among the cows of west-central Missouri. After high school, she taught in the local one-room schoolhouse, the only possible job for a bright young woman, until the first pangs of wanderlust sent her to an out-of-town secretarial school. There, one day, she had her light-bulb moment while working the keys on her manual typewriter. She could teach this stuff so much better than her instructors, she thought. It was the beginning of an odyssey that took her all the way to California and back, where the vision would become reality as Mid-State College. Like any good yarn, there are many places where this saga could have run off the rails. In 1929, after her brother-in-law had a bizarre run-in with lawmen in Lowry City who accused him of selling the same cows to two different men, he'd fled to California. So Arlene, her sister Thelma, Thelma's two young kids, and the sister's mom, all piled into a Ford Model T and headed west, Beverly Hillbillies style. Arlene thought the Golden State could be a golden opportunity for a secretarial school. She hadn't anticipated the sizzling hot day when the Ford overheated on the first dusty iteration of Route 66 in the desert of the American Southwest, and she had to ask a band of local Native Americans on horseback to lead them to a mechanic. Or what happened when they finally reached the Pacific Coast on October 29, 1929, the exact day of the Great Wall Street crash. Or that the young man that Arlene married out west, a pump jockey from the newfangled gas station named Russell French, would learn his stomach pains on their honeymoon were in fact terminal cancer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?